Hey, it's Michael Kerr here. You are listening to Humor at Work. So it's time for another episode, another round of just random ideas, tips, suggestions, thoughts, and what have yous. So my first random idea. Are you having trouble keeping some of your resolutions or goals in life at work? Studies suggest that we have a limited reservoir of willpower that we deplete throughout the day. So schedule the things you find take a lot of willpower for first thing in the morning. A study cited in the Journal of American Medical Association found that primary care doctors who laugh more and use humor more often have fewer lawsuits filed against them. I think there's an important business lesson for everyone there. Pamela Hobbs conducted a study on the use of humor by lawyers and found that lawyers who use humor strategically in their arguments are more persuasive. Again, more evidence that if you are doing a presentation, a business talk, a sales pitch, if you use humor smartly, wisely, strategically, you might be more persuasive and more successful. My fourth random idea, productivity coach Kimberly Medlock suggests that you should carve out 90 minutes every day that you absolutely, ruthlessly protect for your most important work tasks. And speaking of productivity, sometimes less really is more. A study by Stanford professor John Penceval found that people who worked 70 hours over the course of a week had the same productivity as people who worked 49 hours. And finally, set a timer at your longer meetings and every 20 or 30 minutes have everyone stand up, stretch, and move to a new seat to keep people focused and to change the room dynamics. And now my fun at work tip. Studies have shown that using humor with a request or a regulation can improve compliance rates by 5 times. So rather than beat people over the head with an authoritarian message, get creative and always look for opportunities to add humor to your signs, rules, regulations, policy directives, or nag notes. The London Underground, for example, recently received great press with the following sign displayed in their subway. Anyone caught without a valid ticket will be told the ending of the new Star Wars movie. Oh, and have to pay a penalty fare. I love it. Quote of the week from George Orwell, every joke is a tiny revolution. Whatever destroys dignity and brings down the mighty from their seats, preferably with a bump, is funny. And finally, in our It's a Wacky, Wacky World section, some funny newspaper corrections from 2015. Readers of the Valley News may have noticed that we misspelled our own name on the front of yesterday's newspaper. And for the record, we feel silly. In a recipe we recently published for salsa, one of the ingredients was misstated. The correct ingredient is 2 tablespoons of cilantro instead of 2 tablespoons of cement. That's, you know, good to know. A French newspaper, I love this one, accidentally used a photo of Tina Fey impersonating Sarah Palin as an official Sarah Palin photo. And finally, from the Ottawa Citizen, in correcting the incorrect statements about Mr. Stein, published October 15th, we incorrectly published the incorrect correction. We accept and regret that our original regrets were unacceptable. And if you can make sense of that, you're a smarter person than I am. Well, until always, this has been Michael Kerr. Until always, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success. And as always, cruise by the old website for more articles, more links. We've got a brand new website coming, www.humoratwork.com, so check it out.